It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Air travelers have tried to bring a record number of guns through security at Denver International Airport. TSA says Denver's airport is sixth in the nation for the number of firearms discovered at security checks. So far this year, security screeners at DIA have found more than 100 guns and other off-limits items like stun guns, knives, and fireworks. Colorado is one of the first states to include an annual mental health wellness exam in individual and small group health insurance plans. Dr. Carl Clark leads the Mental Health Center of Denver. He says since the start of the pandemic, many more people are dealing with mental health issues and substance abuse.
We never have put the resources into our behavioral health services to really meet the need. Of the people who need help, only 2 out of 5 are actually accessing help.
The Evraz steel mill in Pueblo will soon be almost fully powered by solar energy. CPR's Miguel Otalora was there yesterday for a solar project launch.
From this spot, you can see the coal-fired Comanche power station run by Xcel Energy, the Evraz Rocky Mountain steel mill, and an array of 750,000 solar panels. Company officials announced the Bighorn Solar Project in 2019. Now they're here celebrating its opening. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett came for the launch. He says it's the future of the country's energy transition.
We'll be able to walk confidently into a world where we are dealing with the catastrophe of climate change. At the same time, we're rebuilding our economy, so we're driving wages up.
The solar array was built by Lightsource BP, which will be feeding the energy to the steel mill. The project should be fully operational next month. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
CU Boulder Vice Chancellor Bob Boswell will retire in January. He helped develop scholarship programs for underserved students and policies to track CU's progress on diversity and equity. CU starts the search for an interim leader in the next few weeks. A good chance for rain this evening around Denver and freezing temperatures overnight. This is CPR News.